Caravaggio wants to rise and walk away from this villa, the country, the detritus of a war. He is just a thief. What Caravaggio wants is his arms around the sapper and Hannah, or better, people of his own age in a bar where he knows everyone, where he can dance and walk with a woman, rest his head on her shoulder, lean his head against her brow, whatever, but he knows first he must get out of this desert, its architecture of morphine. He needs to pull away from the invisible road to El Taj. This man he believes to be Olmashi has used him and the morphine to return to his own world for his own sadness. It no longer matters which side he was on during the war. But Caravaggio leans forward. I need to know something.
What?
I need to know if you murdered Catherine Clifton. That is, if you murdered Clifton and in doing so killed her.
No, I never even imagined that, the English patient said.
The reason I ask is that Geoffrey Clifton was with British intelligence. He was not just an innocent Englishman, I'm afraid. Your friendly boy. As far as the English were concerned, he was keeping an eye on your strange group in the Egyptian-Libyan desert. They knew the desert would someday be a theatre of war. He was an aerial photographer. His death perturbed them. Still does. They still raise the question. And the intelligence knew about your affair with his wife from the beginning, even if Clifton didn't. They thought his death may have been engineered as protection, hoisting up the drawbridge. They were waiting for you in Cairo, but of course you turned back into the desert. Later, when I was sent to Italy, I lost the last part of your story. I didn't know what had happened to you.
So you have run me to earth, the English patient said.
I came because of the girl. I knew her father. The last person I expected to find here in the shelled nunnery was Count Ladislaus de Olmashi. Quite honestly, I've become more fond of you than most of the people I worked with.